Stuart Gray's joined us live on BBC Radio Sheffield. We just heard Adam there saying it was a good result today. Stuart, how do you sum up that game against Norwich?
Well, what a fantastic performance by my goalkeeper. My goalkeeper is obviously man of the match. I don't want that happening on a regular basis, but some of the saves, it just shows the quality the boy's got. But I thought first half we bossed it for the first 25 minutes without really, again, not working their keeper enough. Got into some good positions. And I just said that to the players, you have every right to be on that football pitch against Norwich City, a team that were relegated from the Premier League. A squad, I looked at his bench and I'm thinking, wow, everyone on his bench could probably get in my team. But you've got to have a bit more self-belief in your ability and prove yourself in 1v1 situations. So I think it probably summed it up in the very last attack. I think great bit of football with Royston Drenson, got Liam Palmer in. Liam has just got to have that little bit more composure in that final third, picking out the right pass. And so I can't fault the effort and the commitment. People will say it's probably a point gain because of the way the keeper performed. But I can't fault the player's effort and the commitment. I've often said to him, you only get beat on ability, not application. So there's no fault in the application.
In the second half, what was the difference between that and the first? Because it was a very even first half, but they did seem to have some form of control in that second half with the chances they created as well.
Well, I just said to the players, it just shows it doesn't matter which team you're playing. If you don't win the first ball, it's about winning the second ball. Now, whether we'd, I don't know, a bit tired from the Brentford game or whatever, but we did not win enough second ball. And that allows you to become more creative. I just kept seeing the Norwich players winning any headers that we were winning, they were dropping to them, and our midfield were probably just a bit off them a little bit. But at the end of the day, they are good players, and so I'm just annoyed that kicking down the slope towards our fans, we normally get build up a head of steam. We just didn't seem we could get going or anything like that.
Just another word on Kieran Westwood. I mean, the three saves in the second half, the big saves, they weren't just good saves, were they? I mean, they were fantastic saves.
Yeah, it just shows that, I don't want to use that word, but they were world-class saves, if anything. But he does that, and to be fair, Kieran Westwood is playing well, probably because he's got Chris Kirkland pushing him every day in the training. So that's the pleasing thing. I've got that competition, I've got that sewn up. But like I say, I don't want my goalkeeper being man of the match. But some days he's gonna have to help his ten outfield players out. But I thought Leuvens was excellent today. I thought Semedo was excellent. I thought Jeremy Lang going to left back was excellent as well. But I've ended up bringing Gary Taylor Fletcher in, who's nearly got 100 goals in the professional level. I just felt we just needed an older head because we've got young forwards, as in lack of experience, as in Stevie Hattie, even Gary Medine. So I want him to pass his knowledge and his experiences on. And it just shows with Kieran Westwood, his knowledge and experiences, bossing the back four, getting him out their 18-yard box. You do need that little bit of an older head.
Is there a better keeper in the Championship than Kieran Westwood?
No, I can't see there being one. No, there isn't.
Simple as that. On Gary Taylor Fletcher then, he's come in. You wanted to get this striker in, didn't you? Mm. Is he the type of player that you've been looking for?
Well, we thought we got two in, and then suddenly one lad had turned around and said, no, I want to stay and fight for my place.
That must tick you off.
No, well, at the end of the day, he's getting paid by that club. He's decided that the manager wants him to come out. The manager wants him to get some good Championship football, thinks it'd be good for his career. Suddenly the lads turned around and said, well, hang on a minute, no, I want to stay here, fight for my place. So we've got to respect that. But with Gary, like I say, Gary, his knowledge, his experience, we did it with probably 18 months ago, I think, when we brought Stevie Howard in. He had such an influence in the dressing room. And what I've got is like young men up front that not experienced enough or knowledgeable enough. And hopefully Gary can give them that knowledge and that experience, just a little word in the ear and get a bit of advice. So hopefully, we didn't get registered till about 11 o'clock today. So it was a case, get your boots on and get out there. And he's very, very disappointed because he thinks it was a good chance. I thought it was a half a chance where he's in it, pulling it out of the air. He's probably a little bit disappointed he didn't volley it now.
How much does it help that he spent time at this football club last summer?
It does help. I had 3 weeks opportunity to work with him. I saw every day what he could do, and that was the reason why. I've been chasing him for weeks. Honestly, been chasing him for weeks. He was just getting an answer from Leicester. I'm very grateful that Leicester have allowed him to come out. He's come out for a month. I think he wants to come and play and enjoy his football again. He's got an appetite, and that's what I want. Even at his age, he's got an appetite. He wants to do well. And he wants to pass on his knowledge and experience to the younger lads.
I think you were asked the other day, you know, how concerning is the lack of goals at the moment? You said, you know what, I'm not concerned. But 3 goals in the last 7, you know, is it becoming more of a concern, having not scored again today?
I think whether I was misquoted or whatever, but I think I said that, yes, it is a concern, but we're creating chances. But today we were not being as fluent, and that's what I'm saying about this lacking this self-belief, the players. In that final third, like when Jeremy Lennon the other night, 1v1s, go take them on. Mm. Everything's in your favour. Chris Maguire, get the ball at your feet and shoot. Same with Stevie May. Liam Palmer, just trust yourself and have that confidence and that self-belief. So at the moment, I think early on in the season, we were averaging around about 15, 20 goal attempts. Today was probably nowhere near that. But like I said, we get set plays. We practice set plays. We've got defenders going up for him. They've got to start chipping in with goals as well.
I had a lot of messages before the game when the teams came out saying, oh, you know, ask why Drent is not playing, ask why Gary Medine's not playing. So I am going to ask you, because that's what the fans have asked us to ask. Why aren't they getting a start at the moment?
Well, again, I just felt that Drent is more or less nearly getting up to full fitness. What I've got to have a careful eye on as well is that I have conversations with these players and they realise they're not 100% fit. And we have to eventually sort of drip feed them in. Now, what we do know is Royston can put people on the back sides and he can lift the crowd. But I'm looking after him after about 25 minutes today, and against the Norwich side, he's blowing. So we have to get fitness work in him. But one thing we do know, we have to keep the ball rather than giving it away. We need to win more second balls to drown Royston with the ball. As for Gary, I just felt, no, it was a game for Hattie and Stevie May.
How's Claude Dielner? What's the issue there?
I think he's just cramped up his calf, and hopefully it's not a tweak or anything like that. But again, he's not had much football, and games find you out. You can train as much as you want, but games do find you out.
And is Kieran Westwood okay? He did take a bit of a clash with Cameron Jerome, didn't he?
A hip injury, I think, yeah. But I think I'm sure he'll be okay for the weekend.
And you said you were hurt after 2 strikers. I mean, is the search still ongoing then for other players this week, or with Gary in now, are you quite satisfied?
No, we're always searching. Like I say, I think signing Gary Taylor-Fletcher for a month is going to improve us. It's going to create a bit of competition as well. So, but we're always looking, and I'll keep trying.
Stuart, thanks for your time today.
Cheers.
Stuart Gray, the Sheffield Wednesday head coach, live on BBC Radio. Sheffield today, Wednesday, getting a point against Norwich City.